Those Two Girls Catch Up.
It's the podcast. Wait for it.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'd rather munch on Mancheros.
This makes no sense to anyone.
It is. Now.
Yes,
do you guys
now
remember
this will
this?
Make sense to you when you listen to today's show.
Right now.
Those Two Girls.
Happy Monday, one and all. Hello. Are you okay, Sarah?
Yes.
Are you?
I'm here.
Are you choking?
No. I was just stifling a yawn.
Oh.
Sorry.
We haven't even bloody started.
I know.
I mean,
but it is Monday morning, big
yes,
weekend.
I know.
I'm a bit tired. And also, can I just acknowledge how good my yawn stifling was then?
Well, I thought you were dying, so I don't know how great it was because I thought I was going to have to give you mouth-to-mouth.
I do look like I have some kind of gobstopper in, but I will keep my lips closed in the event of a public yawn.
Yeah, right. Is that what that was?
Yes, it was. Do you know who doesn't do that?
No.
My husband. And it's a real bugbear in our relationship because wherever he is,
yes,
whomever he is with, he will just yawn with reckless abandon. Okay? So we were at...
So even at a dinner party.
At a dinner party. Oh,
with strangers.
Well, not strangers. I don't tend to dine with strangers.
Why
but
not?
With,
it's exciting.
But if we're at a group of people with friends, at some point he'll just be like...
Oh, my God.
And then at which point everyone's like, are we keeping you up, mate?
Yeah.
And he'll be like, no, sorry. And I will look at him with a death stare.
I mean, I would be...
Close your yawn.
I would be okay with that because I would feel like he's comfortable enough to do that because I'll yawn in front of friends and it
like
shouldn't be an indication of how boring your company is.
It's the ultimate wrap-up, I think. You know when we're talking and Aaron starts waving his finger around like he's doing now?
Right now, yeah.
An audible yawn at a party is the equivalent of the finger wrap-up.
I like to do a really elongated... Aaron, I like to do a really elongated stretch. Like I have to use my body. You know, same with sneezing. You've seen me sneeze.
Yeah, it's very violent.
I do like a Charlie's Angels.
Yeah. Whereas I will retain everything. You will look at me and I will look like my muscles are atrophying and I'll just be like.
Yeah, you look like an emotional cripple. I thought you were about to cry.
Welcome to Monday.
I promise we'll be awake for the next break.
Or will we? A remarkable story, guys, has come out of Yellowstone National Park. That's where Yogi Bear comes from, if you recall.
What?
Who, of course, is a fictional television character from the 1960s, 1970s.
What was his child called?
Are you thinking of Masher and the Bear?
Not
are you,
at all.
Are you blending
Yogi
your...
Yogi Bear had a baby. Yogi and what was that silly little bear called?
This is where we're at.
Come on, guys. I'm going off
so typical of you telling a story. What happened in Yellowstone National Park?
First tell
Boo-boo?
Me. Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
Tangent
Thank
alert.
You. Yogi and Boo Boo. Anyway, back to Yellowstone National Park. A 9-year-old girl, Sarah, was terribly injured. She's okay, FYI, goodness. But was injured after a bison charged her. Okay, so the family were hiking. A lot of people go hiking in Yellowstone National Park.
Yeah.
And there are placards everywhere saying you must stay several feet. I think they say like, I don't know, 75 feet. I don't even know how far that is. I mean, why don't they use our system also?
Because it's in America.
I know, but come on, get on the bloody bandwagon.
You do a little bit of quick math because there's 3 feet to a metre
anyway,
and then you divide that by three. So it's at about 25
metres. The bison charged at the father who ran, charged at the mother who ran. And, of course, the poor darling little 9-year-old did not run. And she got hurtled into the air by this bison. The video is remarkable. She is totally
fine. Because
bison are
like the woolly mammoth of cows, I guess, if you imagine them. Like, they're huge.
Do you know how heavy they are, guys? Do you know how heavy a bison is?
Oh, 1 ton.
907 kilograms. Close enough, seven. Stop. Are you American now saying 1 ton? Just say 1,000 kilograms.
Now, you know what? When they sing 1 ton rodeo, remember that commercial? They weren't saying 1,000 kilogram rodeo. No.
Yeah, that was a great ad. Anyway.
Oof. Segway.
Then they used that song for the corn chip ad. Remember that? remember that those chips that came out and they used that song? Na 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 na.
What is happening?
Can
right
you
now?
Find the no, chip?
Harry's
ad.
Not here to research our tangents.
Muncha Muncheros.
Muncha Muncheros. Oh God.
Muncha Muncheros. Let
yes,
me tell you.
I do.
I need to tell
that.
You more about the bison.
Okay, okay. Sorry.
The reason I spoke about the bison in Yellowstone National Park. I am getting there, guys. Today with me.
It's like a game of snakes and ladders. Listening to Lee's tell a story.
When I was a wee girl, Sarah, I did not get charged by a bison, but my older sister convinced the entire grade 5 cohort that I was in fact adopted from a traditional Indian tribe in America. Because, you know, I'm darker skinned than my sister and my mother, right? And she told all the grade 5ers that I was not part of the family, that I was adopted from an Indian tribe and that my tribal name was Lizen the Bison. And then I had to spend, I was so embarrassed, and she stood there and she said, look how olive her skin are. She doesn't look like me. She comes from, it's like Dances with Wolves. That's what she said to them, Sarah. Anyway, I'm scarred from this bison story, but how good are Muncha Muncheros?
Really good. Why don't they have them anymore?
I'll put a picture of Muncha Muncheros up. I'm going to find it. They're going to be up on our Instagram at Lee's and Sarah. You are welcome for my story.
Those two girls.
I have a confession to make. I have a celebrity...
crush.
Crush, but it's a best friend wannabe crush.
I'm insulted already.
Okay. Do you think you're a celebrity?
No.
I've already got you as a best friend.
Thank
I'm
you.
Talking celebrity best friend crush. Okay. Who I am dying to get into their inner circle of life and just hang out with.
Okay. Can we play like a round of celebrity heads? Is it male or female?
Female.
Young or old? Like younger than
younger
you or older
younger than me?
You?
Younger
well, that's
than me.
Not difficult.
Oh,
true.
True, Aaron,
isn't it? I know.
It's not too bad. Younger than me by
okay,
almost
who is
two
it?
Decades.
Australian or
Australian.
Foreign?
Loves wildlife.
Okay, Bindi
Irwin.
Recently
got engaged. Bindi Irwin.
Okay.
I know this isn't news to you, Lee.
It's
you've
not.
Heard me say this before, but Aaron hasn't
I
heard this.
I feel like
but
you've
Bindi,
imprinted on her and she doesn't know it.
She doesn't know it. I really... really like Bindi Irwin. I've never met her.
Okay.
I just stalk her on Instagram. I follow
okay.
her. I was so happy when she and Chandler, that's her fiancé, now
great
got engaged.
American name, Chandler.
I mean, she's 21. She's engaged. I just, that whole Irwin family just really gets me right in the feels. I like who she seems to be as a person. She seems so genuine. She is such a good role model for young kids and older ladies as well.
Okay.
I want to be friends with Bindi Irwin.
I feel
I want to go to the zoo. I want to say, hi, Terry. Yes, we'll have a cup of tea. You'll find us in the meerkat enclosure. Okay? That's how I want to spend my time.
Do you think she actually lives at Australia's zoo? Like, not in the zoo enclosure.
I wouldn't be surprised.
But do you think she lives around there? Or doesn't she live in LA
I don't
now?
Know. I think they'd split their time. I'm not... See, this is what I mean. If I was Bindi's best friend, I'd know this information. And I wouldn't tell anybody because I'd be in the inner celebrity circle with Bindi.
What makes you think that Bindi Irwin would want a bar of you, though?
I don't know. I'm not outdoorsy. I don't particularly like a lot
you
of animals.
You would never hold a lizard.
I'm okay with reptiles. I have held giant snakes before. Good morning, Wills.
I am so... never been so crude in your life.
Really out of character.
This should be safe for children, Sarah, this show. How dare you?
I like reptiles. I'm okay with it. I like the big cats. But we wouldn't just have to hang out at the zoo.
I'm going to put something to you. If Bindi Irwin came to you and said, Sarah,
yes.
I'm going to test our potential friendship.
Yes.
And in order for you to spend some time with me,
yes.
I need you to get into a croc cage
yes.
and be lowered into, you know, those glass cages
yeah,
they
don't
have
that in Australia.
Yeah, but just say they did.
That's exploitation of the animals.
Oh, whatever. Just say they did. Would you do it for a chance?
No.
Well, then you don't like her that much, do
not
you?
Not that much, really.
If it was safe, you're not going to die in the croc cage, would you do it?
No.
Oh, well.
No croc cage. I'd feed a croc with Bindi beside me, but
she,
I wouldn't get in one of those croc
cages. She did that.
Cages.
She's been doing that since she was 3 years old. That's
I know. That's
not
why
a...
I feel confident, and that's what best friends give you. They give you confidence to try new things. Bindi, if you're listening, you know where to find me.
Coming up tomorrow, Those Two Girls with Bindi and Sarah.
look, if I didn't hang out with Lise enough during the week, I also decided to spend some of my family's spare time with her and her family on the weekend just gone. So
we had the wide family over as well too. You had to put up with all my extended family.
I did. Well, we went along because your husband was playing in a charity football match and we said, well, yeah, we'll come along. The kids will run around. It'll be great. Lo and behold, I didn't know that your wider family was there. Your sister, your brother-in-law, her kids, your auntie, your uncle.
We're European, Sarah. We travel together in tribes.
This is true. And it was really enjoyable. And so my two girls just thought it was Christmas when they got to play with not only your boys, Remy and Maxie, but also your niece and nephew.
Correct.
Who are, how old are they? 13 and 11 or thereabouts?
12 and 11.
Right. So the cool older kids.
Yeah.
So at this footy oval, there were lemonade, there was soft drinks, yes. There were chips, yes. There was a halftime run onto the field, there was a rock climbing wall that they all participated in, and they all hung out together for about 2 hours, didn't they?
They were very well behaved.
Now, at the end of the day, and I didn't tell you this at the time, Lise, my eldest girl, who's 8 and a half, came up to me and said, "Mum, what's Lise's nephew's name? It's an unusual name. It's like a girl's name. Is it? I said, "Well, what are you talking about? It's Jude." And she said, "Yeah, Judy. Isn't that a girl's name?" And I said, no, it's a, if you hear a lady being called Jude, it's because it's short for Judy, but a boy's name can be Jude as well. Absolutely.
Jude Law.
And all of a sudden.
I only know Jude Law.
Jude Law.
Hey, Jude. And all of a sudden she looked crestfallen and she put her head in her hands and she said, "Oh no, Mum. Oh no." And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "I've been calling him Dude for the past 2 hours." That's all right. If you're going to get anyone's name mixed up, calling an 11-year-old boy dude ain't so bad.
He would have thought, what a sassy little thing calling me Dude.
Yep. So there you go, Dude.
That's brilliant. That works, though. You tell her. She covered her tracks really well. Very
well. It's the ultimate doll. When you don't know someone's name, you just do a bit of, "Hello, doll. How are you?"
And that's what she's done.
And she's just gone the old, "Yes, Dude."
Creative.
"Hey, Dude." Aaron, why don't you know that song? Why do you look at me with blank eyes?
I know the song.
This is by the
Who's
Beatles.
Who's it by?
Oh, sorry.
It's by the Beatles.
Oh, well, she's just told you. You didn't know, did you?
You guys would have been, what, like 35 when that song was big?
Right in the heart.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Lise's got a good story about printers for us, which means it's going to take about 17 directions.
Everyone so take a seat.
Clip on your seatbelt and hang on for this wild ride.
Look, I don't know much about this story other than...
That's the kind of professional Lise is.
Other than the headline caught my eye. A woman in Germany has used her home printer to print out money. Okay, she's come up with like a very basic program on her computer, come up with some Deutsch notes, hit print, okay? Hit, what is the currency of Germany?
Isn't it just the euro?
Oh, is it now?
It's been that
whatever.
Way for a number
so
of years.
So hit the euro thing, printed out a stash of euros, gone into her local car dealership and attempted to buy an Audi with a stack of printed, printed cash, Sarah.
I mean, that's the definition of hope right there, isn't it?
It's also quite illegal.
She is a hero. I mean, it's not illegal because it's nothing like, people will know immediately.
I would have thought it's pretty illegal.
No, it's not. It's only illegal if you've really gone to the extent of like having the double-sided thing with the face on the...
because it's still counterfeit money that you're trying to use.
It's not counterfeit.
See, this is why, Aaron, you and I are upstanding citizens in society. And Lise is like, "Yeah, go for it, girlfriend.
I tell you,
print out that fake money."
If I came up on my Word document and created a $50 note, a pineapple, and attempted to print it and went down to Woolies right about now, they're not calling the cops on me.
Okay, well, there's your challenge. challenge. There is your challenge right there, Aaron. No. I know we said we weren't going to get you to print anything out again, but it has to be done on the work computer so Lise doesn't get arrested. Can you please out a realistic looking $50 note, give it to Lise, and you are going to have to try and buy something with a printed $50 note?
They will laugh.
I don't
think so. They're not going to call the cops on me.
I still think this is very illegal. We can't be doing this on air.
I don't think it is illegal.
What? I don't understand.
Listen, I like to live life on the edge, and I'm prepared to take one for the team. I'm not trying to steal $50. I'm just saying this woman's insane.
But you love her. She's your hero.
Those words came out of your mouth.
And I want to try it myself.
I don't want to try it.
You have the weirdest role models. Here I am earlier in the show spruiking about how much I love Bindi Irwin because she's so wholesome and genuine. You're like, this lady who printed out fake money and tried to buy a car in Germany, she is my spirit sister.
Because she woke up and said,
today's the day.
Auf Wiedersehen. Oh, no, that's goodbye. She said, what's hello in German?
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag. I will buy my Audi with printed cash. I mean, the woman's a genius.
We can't advocate for this.
I'm not advocating. Oh, my God. You guys are so
This woman is my hero.
I don't think she knows what advocating means,
Aaron. Shut up, Sarah. I bloody know what advocating means. I'm just saying.
Well, you're advocating for this woman's behaviour. You said she's a genius.
I'm saying she's funny. She's funny. And she's mildly insane to think that that would ever work. If you want it to work, you've got to put a bit more work into it.
We have to go. The play-out music's been going for like 2 minutes
you're
now.
All right, goodbye. Lisa's off to print.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Some fake money.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
That was the Monday podcast.
So why did Manchero stop being produced?
I don't know, but we need to find out. Who produced them? Was it
Smiths? I don't know. I feel like for listeners who are younger than when Mancheros were on the market in 1993, they're kind of like an older version of Jumpies. You know those little packets of kangaroo?
I love Jumpies.
Right. And they're often sold in tuck shops, in the treat kind of thing. So Mancheros were like Jumpies, but back then.
I'm reading a very interesting thread on Reddit about Mancheros. Okay, it's saying what I wouldn't give to try these again. And someone's saying, what the hell happened to them? There were three delicious flavors. Someone's saying the Native American references in that TV commercial is pretty heavy these days.
Oh.
And can you imagine if the Aussies took on that the indigenous culture that way? Like it's not PC anymore.
Isn't okay.
Well, no.
Yeah, right. Well, that would make sense because all I remember is the jingle.
Well, but they also used that jingle for the one-ton rodeo, which was a Toyota vehicle.
Rodeo.
We have to go.
Do we?
Yes, we do. But such fun. Such fun.
Oh, how we laugh
so
and enjoy ourselves.
Fun.
All right. Catch us tomorrow, guys. Bye.
Tickety-boo. Off she goes home. That's it for today's Those Two Girls Catch-Up. But you can score even more catch-ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.